May 6th. Here is further news on that north side dismemberment. Police have now found a set of blonde sideburns, a lower lip, two matching buttocks, a middle finger, a knee, and 2.5 grams of armpit hair. As yet, they have no identification, but sources say they're glad that at least it's still only one person they appear to be finding. May 12th. More on the dismemberment story. The police theory that they were dealing with only one body was shattered today when they discovered 44 male nipples in a vending machine. 26 of the nipples have hair, 18 do not. One of them has a nipple ring inscribed Lonnie and Marie. They also have come across a belly button, a calf, and several hundred warts, all found in a Hooters parking lot. Lint from the belly button leads police to believe the Naval's owner was wearing a plaid shirt. The investigation continues. May 23rd. Here is the latest from the north side. Police are now puzzled as to just how many bodies are involved. Today they found an Adam's apple, a hunchback, 6 heels, a pair of unmatching nostrils, a large bag of freckles, 2 dozen additional belly buttons, a blonde goatee, half a neck, and a suitcase full of knuckles. They say all the knuckles have recently been cracked. Cannibalism may be involved, as police have found a rib cage that shows traces of barbecue sauce. Letter to a friend. Dear Manny, it was great to see you at the hospital last Sunday. You looked good and sounded very positive about yourself. Each time I visit, I can see how much you've improved. I will say, though, it was a lot more fun when you were really fucked up and couldn't remember anything. Sincerely, Arlo. Here are today's cooking tips from Krellingford's Family Restaurant. Hamburger meat that has become slightly hardened by sitting at room temperature for more than 9 days can be perked up by soaking it in a mixture of gasoline and varnish remover. Soak the meat overnight and leave it in the sun for several days. Be sure to add a lot of extra hot spices to offset the gasoline taste. Then try to put the meat to use immediately. By the way, food prepared this way should never be cooked over an open flame. Here's another valuable cooking tip. You can prepare a delicious stew with just a volleyball, an old fatigue hat, and 6 gallons of bath water. Put the ingredients in a big pot and cook for 36 hours or until the volleyball is tender. Serves 12. Excellent with broccoli or corn. Try it over the holidays when the people you serve it to are people you don't see too often. That's it, folks. Remember, these cooking tips are brought to you by Krellingford's, the home of the ham and cheese caramel cornflake surprise. Why not drop by and take a chance? No one lives forever. Uncle D'Artagnan was known as a fancy Dan because he circumcised himself with pinking shears. His wife, Velveeta, the only woman ever to go down on Newt Gingrich, claimed that to the very end, D'Artagnan wore a golden tassel on his penis. He once told me that as a young man he caught the clap from one of the Doublemint twins and gave it to the other one on the same night. He was a lot of fun. He could make his cat shit by pointing the TV remote at it and pressing the volume button. His hobby was falling to the floor in hotel lobbies and pretending to have a stroke. Eventually he was beaten to death with a cello by a classical musician he befriended at a juice bar. Uncle Tonto had a tough life. Intercourse with a pelican is not an easy thing to live down. He drank excessively. One time he was so hungover he had to consult a cottage cheese carton to determine the approximate date. At parties, he was the designated drinker, his preference being creme de menthe, sterno, and goat droppings. When stopped and tested by police, he usually set the breathalyzer on fire. Refusing to drive when he was sober, in the mornings he rode to work on an electric floor buffer, claiming the one drawback was the time he wasted traveling from side to side. He was sentenced to 10 years for defecating in a cathedral, but was released immediately when the warden felt Tonto was lowering the prison standards. After his release, he hitchhiked through Pennsylvania, where he was beaten to death by a buggy load of Quakers. Uncle Judas, a man smaller than life, never had a heyday. He peaked in third grade. Not only did opportunity fail to knock, it had deliberately thrown away his address. His existence was so boring, he once proudly showed me his neighbor's parking space. In an effort to improve his life, he decided to sell his soul. Unfortunately, he sold it on eBay and was never paid. He didn't accomplish much. His autobiography was entitled, What Do You Want From Me?